Mayday! Mayday! Mayday was the recognized call for help before SOS in Morse code took over. Mayday was far more complicated to send, and to some extent, SOS, which had only just been introduced, rapidly became the standard distress call after the Titanic catastrophe. Of course, Mayday is French for help me, but Mayday itself has other connotations. In Padstow, in Cornwall, there's a full-day celebration centred on the Obios, which draws its roots from the Beltane festival, and similar related celebrations go on throughout England and other countries in different regions. Of course, the first day of May is also a significant day in the political calendar, as well as being celebrated worldwide in what might be described as left-wing socialist or workers' movements. Indeed, in the UK, May Day, or the Monday nearest to it, is celebrated as a bank holiday when people, theoretically, don't have to work. Then there's the maypole and maypole ribbon dancing, which again is rooted in pagan tradition and has been suppressed or taken over by many of the organised religions, other than those who have completely banned or annihilated it. Why am I batting on about May Day? It represents a new start. In some cases, the last rite of spring, which is all about rebirth. This year, we had a significant full flower moon in Scorpio on May the 1st, on Friday, the end of the week in some countries. Ready to start again on Monday, when May the 4th be with you. The well-known saying created by Star Wars fans. And if you do believe in, or at least have some understanding of what the Force is, then it's entirely opposite to this time of the year. What's the point of all this? The thing is, now's the time for you and I to make a new start. If you saw the video I posted recently on St. George's Day, the song by Richard Thompson and the Albion Band, watch it again. It's only a few minutes. Now's the time for action. Leave your satisfaction. And the words of the Padstow song. Rise up and unite, let us all unite, for the summer is a coming today, and whither we are going, we will all unite in the merry morning of May. The merry month of May is a tremendously significant and auspicious time for you and I, and nature, and for the planet. Time to be positive about who we are, to decide who we wish to be, what we want to do or have, and take the action we need, the action we know we need to take. Leave your inertia and complacency, your satisfaction and your comfort zone, and set an intention. Set out the new course to who you really wish to be and really wish to do and have. May the 4th be with you.